Live. This is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. We have Randy Abrams on today's show. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Matt.
You know, I wanted to talk about a notice that the FBI announced recently, which was that cyber criminals have stolen at least $40 million from small to mid-sized companies across America in a recent sophisticated online banking attack. Have you heard anything about this particular wave of attacks?
Yes, I actually saw the article on that, and a few months ago I actually was interviewed by a reporter about whether or not small businesses are a target for the bad guys, and I indicated that, yeah, it would make a lot of sense that the small to medium-sized business would be a target, because for pretty much the same amount of effort, you get a whole network instead of a single home user's computer.
Right.
So the FBI found was that the small businesses had a Trojan installed so that the cyber criminals could, and they're just, I mean, they're really just criminals. We use cyber because it's computer, but it's still, you know, basically theft. That's all
it
is.
Absolutely.
They use Trojans to capture the banking details, and then they transferred relatively small amounts of money, but over a long period of time, so that it wouldn't get noticed, especially less than $10,000, because at $10,000, then the bank has to report the transaction to the government.
Interesting. So how are they getting? I know that they're doing it some way through malicious spam that they're distributing to get online banking credentials, but is this a form of social engineering where someone needs to fall for the attack and give up their banking credentials, or are they trying to get something onto the system that is a keylogger of some sort?
It appears that for what the FBI was talking about, and some of these cases actually date back to 2004, but for what the FBI was talking about, the business would get an email and it would have an attachment that the recipient was tricked into running. And when they ran that attachment, then it planted a Trojan and it copied the keystrokes. It copied the login for the bank, the PIN, you know, the account number, stuff like that. And in fact, one of these companies in California lost over $437,000 in 1 month.
Wow.
The thieves got into the company's bank account, and then they sent transfers to a bunch of different money mules, which yesterday I just got an email telling me that their HR person decided that I was the ideal candidate for this job, and my first task was to be a secret shopper for a company, and I'm supposed to transfer money from one company to Western Union, and they'll send me a check for $5,000 to do the transfer with. I just deposit the check in my account, keep $500, and use the other $4,500. That's what we call a money mule. It's not a real job. It's not legitimate. But they used over 50 people that thought that they had jobs helping audit companies and so forth.
Interesting. So what, I mean, these small businesses that have been targeted or, you know, affected by this, what are things that they need to be doing, their IT managers need to be doing, or they need to be doing to make sure that they don't fall victim to this?
For one, it's a really good idea to have a separate computer that you use for these kinds of financial transactions, and you don't get email on that computer. You just don't get email. You don't do web browsing. There may be some websites that you have to go to, such as your bank for online banking, and that's fine. But you don't go to Facebook, you don't go to LinkedIn, you don't go to Twitter, you don't read the news, you don't go to the Super Bowl football site, you know, things like that. You use it strictly for what it needs to be used for. Some people have been advocating, you know, Brian Krebs of the Washington Post in particular, advocating using a bootable Linux CD and only doing banking from that bootable Linux CD, which makes some sense. You know, it's a little extra time because you've got to, you know, shut down your computer and boot off this CD. But it's very secure because you're running from known good media. Nothing bad got onto it. Nothing bad's going to get onto it. You always start out fresh with a clean slate, and that bypasses any malware that might be on the computer. So that, you know, that's something that the company can do if they don't use a dedicated computer. But if you use that dedicated computer, You don't say, well, I'm just going to make an exception this one time and check out the weather or the news or anything like that.
Interesting. That's a great idea. It seems like that's something that's extremely simple, extremely cost-effective now with the price of laptops you can get for, you know, $400 or something for a small business to do to stay protected. Great advice, Randy. Anything else that they should take note of or anything in particular on this topic that you'd like to mention before you go?
You know, once again, it comes down to social engineering attacks. You know, right. People get an email and they run an attachment. And you should always be very suspicious about these attachments and not open them unless you've verified that the person that sent it to you is actually a person that you know. And when I mean verify, I mean talk to that person, instant message them, whatever, because people's accounts get hijacked sometimes. And find out what they sent you and why.
Great advice as always, Randy. Well, thanks so much for taking the time today to chat with us about this topic. If you have any additional questions for Randy, feel free to email him as always at askeset@eset.com. Feel free to follow him on Twitter as well at eset research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.